Rebel fighters launch a rocket-propelled grenade at Myanmar army positions. In reply, a thick burst of automatic gunfire forces them back. They're just outside the provincial capital, Loigaur, where fighting has been fierce throughout January. But their enemy is much better equipped. The fighters are from the Karenni National Defence Force, the KNDF, a new militia formed after the military coup nearly a year ago. But what had started as a guerrilla campaign is now becoming a full-blown conventional war.
I was in the front line.
12 months ago, Philip, a well-educated man in his 30s, worked in communications. Now, he's a KNDF fighter. He entered Thailand illegally recently and wants to keep his identity hidden. But he'll return to Myanmar soon to continue the fight against a vicious adversary.
They have no, you know, rules. They kill everything that's moved, you know. They kill civilians, they kill women and children, they kill innocent peoples. The greatest fear is they don't fight a war like, you know, how to say, a normal, standard army will do, you know.
Accompanied by Thai border authorities, we crossed into Myanmar. Thailand's keen to stay out of this fight, but it monitors the situation closely.
This is the last Karenni position before the Thai border, which is just up the hill. But the Thai authorities asked the Karenni to move out a month ago because there are 250 Myanmar soldiers based in these hills behind me, and they didn't want fighting to break out right on the border.
While we're there, a group of Karenni fighters arrived to reoccupy the base. The fighters are friendly to the Thais, but the relationship is clearly awkward and a little strained.
There was heavy fighting here, so we couldn't stay. We moved to another base until the fighting went quiet, and now we're able to return.
For now, the rolling hills of eastern Myanmar are quiet. But this is just 180 kilometers from Myanmar's capital, and the Karenni leadership know the fighting will resume.
We think it's because Karenni state is very close to Napier Dor, so this poses a security threat to them.
The real cost of the fighting is being felt by hundreds of thousands of civilians forced from their homes. The Thai government has turned thousands away from its border, yet many remain close, too scared to go home. And rebel fighters say military forces are setting fire to properties as they advance, leaving nothing behind but scorched earth. Tony Chang, Al Jazeera, on the Thai-Myanmar border.